Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 199 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. We begin by remembering our truth, and from this place of knowing, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, I'd like to practice non-seeking. And to do this, I first need to drop deeply into my heart, into the remembrance of what I am. Getting into a comfortable position, allowing the body mind to surrender into the next few minutes. Recognizing there's nowhere to go. Nothing to do. And nothing to fix for the next few minutes. Releasing into simply relaxing here, being present right now. To recognize what I am, it helps to recognize what I am not. And so in this present moment right now, noticing what is in awareness. What body sensations? Thank you. noticing the sensations but not getting entangled with them. Recognizing they are in awareness. And there is that which is aware of them. See the dynamics. There is the content of awareness, the body sensations, and there is awareness itself. Not entangling the content with awareness itself. And letting the content, the body sensations be there, just as they are, without wanting to change it, tell stories about it, build a body around it. Simply allow it to be there just as it is. And notice any mood or emotion. Noticing that this is the content of awareness. It's not awareness. And not getting entangled with it, telling stories, wanting, seeking. Recognizing that you are the awareness, you are not the content of awareness. Noticing the thoughts, seeing that they are in awareness, the content of awareness. They are not the awareness itself. Simply be the awareness, not entangled with the content. Ramana writes, "What is now present is okay as it is." But the mind compares it with the past and wishes to change it to something better or different. The ego or mind looks at all things as separate or different. And continues in its dilemma of desiring to change things into something else. Practice being here, sitting as the awareness and not the content. And notice if the ego mind is seeking to change it. Is seeking to avoid the present moment right now. Simply being the awareness of what the mechanics of the ego mind is. If you become aware that you've become entangled with the content of awareness, be grateful for seeing the entanglement and return back to the present moment, allowing the content to be there just as it is. Recognizing that it doesn't impact you, it doesn't affect you, it can't touch you. Simply recognize the ego mind had slipped back into comparing the content of awareness to the past. And wishing to change it into something better or different. Simply notice the habit of the mechanics of the ego mind. Recognizing that you are not the ego mind. You are the one watching the mechanics of it. You are already complete. Keep returning back to being pure awareness, complete, content, happy. The ego is the idea of separation believed. This belief seems deeply entrenched within the mind, but that is only because the belief is believed again and again now. A false belief cannot have real roots. The only root it seems to have is your continued investment, given from our Holy Spirit. The ego is the idea of separation believed. This belief seems deeply entrenched within the mind, but that is only because the belief is believed again and again now. A false belief cannot have real roots. The only root it seems to have is your continued investment. Thank you. The ego is the idea of separation believed. This belief seems deeply entrenched within the mind, but that is only because the belief is believed again and again now. A false belief cannot have real roots. The only root it seems to have is your continued investment. The ego is the idea of separation believed. This belief seems deeply entrenched within the mind, but that is only because the belief is believed again and again now. A false belief cannot have real roots. The only root it seems to have is your continued investment. Thank you for joining for quote 199 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. Namaste.